The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Okay, welcome everyone to the 30th installment of Lost Mine of Phandelver. Last we left our party, they were in a very massive battle, trying to save the town of Phandalin from invading orcs and ogres, trying to prevent the town from being ravaged and burnt to the ground, as the orcs seem to be attempting. Thus far, their attempts have been so far pretty successful, and currently they are in a fight with one last ogre, the proprietor of the what is the name of that? The
Sleeping Giant.
Yeah, a Sleeping Giant. Thank you. The proprietor of the Sleeping Giant has been rescued, is alive, unconscious but stable, behind the bar. So that is where we were last, we left at the top of the turn order. So before we get continuing on the battle, does anybody have anything need to do, say, or whatever? Or are we all ready?
Yeah, I believe it's only the ogre that's still standing, right? Like everybody else.
That's right. You had saved Quileen and her son Karp from being killed by a couple of orcs as well.
Yep.
Yeah, and so far you've been pretty successful so far. So I think the top of the order is Lillian.
Oh, I'm in Vohel. Surprise.
All right.
Oh, and you are still a dire wolf, Sansword?
I'm still a dire wolf, but I'm surprised. I'm browsing the history. I'm surprised I'm still 37, 37.
Yeah. It's funny. I was wondering why you were posting your hit points, but that makes a lot of sense. You can go back from one day to the next.
There is no good way to record my HP to in a wild shape. So I feel this is more convenient.
Just do what David's doing and go back and rewatch every episode.
nice. Yeah.
I think you can go in and add notes to your character sheet, sure. Whether or not that would be helpful.
Yeah. That would be, but yeah.
I think the way you're doing it is also fine.
I don't know if they've gotten any better, if D&D Beyond has gotten any better with the notes. I know when I was doing a lot of Adventurers League, I was trying to put our notes in D&D Beyond, but it was awkward and probably and difficult to do. They may have improved that since then, but so anyhow.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Lillian, you are up. What would you like to do?
Well, I guess if there's just the one ogre left, and we don't plan on keeping him alive or anything, right?
No. You can try.
No. You think I'm going to be the one trying to figure out how to save this guy? Of course not. I will just use my bow. I'm already in a decent spot. Yeah. Yep, we'll just use my bow. Just normal. I'll shoot him with the bow.
Yeah, it'll definitely hit. I
assume that it's for sure. Oh, wow. An impressive four.
Wow. Hey, every point counts. This big boy needs to be whittled down. He is actually bloodied. You've been making progress on him.
Nice.
All right, cool. Any movement, bonus actions, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and Sildar is up next. That's what I forgot to do. I forgot to load my Sildar stats. I need to do that. One moment. Is in my character. Characters. Yep, that is definitely Gundren. And Sildar is elsewhere. Ah, there we go. Yes, he has two attacks. So he's going to make a, let's see, where is he?
Is he right behind me?
Yep, he is. He's going to probably move. He's going to move to flank the, that's the wrong. Definitely the wrong person. I'm going to move to flank the ogre and attack him twice. Hit the wrong thing. Once with his longsword. 18 will definitely hit for 6 slashing damage. And again, and a 9 will miss. So he takes a nice chunk out of the ogre, holds his ground. Tancred, you're up.
More pick.
You got this guy's attention.
12.
12 will hit. 4 damage.
4 points.
Okay.
1 on damage, of course.
Hey, me too.
You're plus 3.
Yep.
Agadir, you're up.
Well, I was going to try to move up to where Sildar is, but I think I'm going to just hang back next to Lillian and vicious mockery this ogre. So he's got to make a DC 13 save.
DC 13 wisdom saving throw, the notoriously wise... ogre fails with a 12.
Nice. So he takes one whole point of psychic damage.
1 point of psychic
damage. He also has disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice. Nice.
Which is nice. Very important. Are you going to do any movement or
both? No, I'm going to stay right here and laugh at the ogre.
Okay, so the ogre is definitely attacking.
It don't matter
here. let me with his great club. Let's see. That's good that he's got disadvantage because the first swing was a 22. And the second. The second swing was a crit, so but it's the 22 that counts. So it's not a crit. So that does hit. That is 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm being curious. So bludgeoning and piercing and all of that stuff. At what point does that matter?
It matters. There are certain certain times when you can have resistance to one kind of damage or another. So there'll be psychic and fire and things like that. If you're protected against elementals, you know, elemental damage like fire, you know, you'll have damage and things like that, or if you're immune. Slashing and bludgeoning and I think piercing, like if a barbarian is in a rage, they take half damage from all those things. So yeah, there are times when that's important.
Because I was curious, like, it seems like slashing damage would be mitigated largely by like plate mail and chain mail, but not bludgeoning or piercing.
Yeah, no, I
and vice versa.
Yeah, they don't do things quite that way. But yeah, they're usually very specific called out cases where you have resistance or immunity to a particular kind of damage. Okay, and yeah, he is in a. Speaking of being in a rage, he is angry and looking but looking rough. So Eagle Eye, you're next. You're over by the proprietor of this sleeping giant. Oh, I was having trouble finding the name of the stupid place, and it's right there on the map in three giant letters.
In large friendly letters.
Is the sleeping giant still on fire?
The sleeping giant is on fire, and the fire has accelerated quite a bit because it is fueled by oil. It is to the point now where it is all up the side of the building. So it is catching pretty quickly.
Okay, I'm gonna try to put up a fire.
Okay, what are you going to do to try to put up a fire?
Probably some sand, or like there is no water or sand nearby, right? I'm gonna assume.
There is sand in various places to help with exactly this this sort of situation. It's not a ton of it. But it may make some it may help. It's hard to say. But you can get, there's a bucket, basically a bucket of sand that is used to, you know, to douse fires before they get out of control.
I'm gonna do like the thing like where you just take the sand and then just do like a fly over it and then dump the sand all the way on the side, like wherever the fire is, like a forest fire thing.
All right, yeah. So go ahead and make a we'll call it a dexterity check to see how well you're able to spread the sand over the fire. Okay, a 13. With a 13, you maybe get half the fire. It's still burning, but you know, you maybe bought yourself a little bit of time. Do you want to do anything else, or is there anything else you want to? That was really your action.
I'm just gonna grab the take my off moment, grab the, I forgot his name, and drag him away from the building so that, like,
okay, yeah,
the thing blows up.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you grab the proprietor and you
20 feet.
Pull them away. What's her name? Grista. Although I don't know that you even knew that. I don't know that you've ever interacted with her. I don't think so.
At least look at the bubble above her head.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
All right. So you start to move her away. You can't get very far because really, you know, picking up and moving someone is also an action. But you start to get her moving away. And yeah.
Okay, but is that like an action? So I can't do that, right? Like, because if that's...
you can kind of get started on doing that. It'll take to really move her away. It'll be your
until the next. Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So next up is Sandwood.
No, I bite.
You bite.
With advantage. So, yeah. Whoa.
That'll for sure hit.
Okay. Let me click the second one. Right. 16 with a, no, 6 with a strength saving throw.
Strength saving throw against what? Tripping?
No, it will knock prone.
Okay. Tripping, knock prone, whatever. Okay. So strength is actually one of its better stats.
Interesting. Yeah. If the target is a creature. So theoretically, if this was a gigantic dragon, it would still potentially be knocked over.
Right. Exactly. Yes, yeah.
You're sure.
So,
unless it's immune to prone.
Immune to prone.
It actually fails with a 9. And it's prone on the ground. So now melee attacks have advantage. Missile attacks have disadvantage.
Sorry,
Lillian.
Yeah, most of you guys are in melee range. So
be brave, Lillian.
So if it's vulnerable, if a creature is vulnerable to being knocked prone, does that mean it's prone?
He is prone. Yeah.
What?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
That's all right. If the tendency is to being knocked prone, then he's like injury prone or accident prone. So he's prone.
Oh.
I feel accident prone.
He's prone to being prone. I get it. Okay. I'm slow. Oh man. Okay. Moving on.
Well, yes.
Okay. Do you have any movement or bonus actions you want to take?
No. That's all.
Okay. And Gundren, who is also in melee range with him, he's going to take his attack. Where's his attack? He's got his long sword. He's going to use, and he'll hit with a 17, and he'll do 1d10 plus.
Maybe roll a second time just in case, see if he makes a crit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's go ahead and do that. I forgot about the advantage. That needs to go away. Oh, an 18, but and then, what did I roll for? What I roll for damage? Huh, I don't have it on my screen anymore. All right, well, we'll re-roll damage. It's 11 points of damage.
What?
Dang.
And that is just enough. Yeah, it's a long sword, which you can use two-handed and do 1d10. So it has 1d10 plus 3.
Whoa.
He did 8 points, he rolled an 8. 13 points, and that is enough to do it. He basically just takes a sword in both hands and skewers the ogre with it, and its lifeblood oozes out onto the grass. And the last of the invaders has been vanquished. Whoops. What did I just do? I deleted the wrong person. There it is.
All right, we're out of combat.
Apparently I killed Sildar here. Okay.
Oh, Sildar.
All right. Yeah. So, okay. The last creature is killed, and you are the silence begins to descend in the night. There is, other than the fire burning burning the sleeping giant. Is beginning to spread once again to engulf the building. What would you like to? So, Lillian, you're next. You'll stay in turn order right now. What would you like to do?
I was just looking to see if I had anything in particular that would help here. I don't think so. How far is this? Which side of the sleeping giant? Was it the north side of it?
Yes. Yeah, the north side.
Yeah, because that's where the goblins were. Well, I'm going to pretend like I don't notice and then go up and search the bodies. The ogres and goblins that were nearby.
Well, the building is still on fire.
You guys are more effective at that than I is my excuse I'm going with. I also wouldn't be able to make it anywhere close.
I can make it more on fire.
By climbing on top of it and becoming the kindling.
Let's see. Okay. Whoops. I am causing myself all kinds of problems.
Well, my plan is to go pee out as much of the fire as I can from all the ale that I drank the night before, but I guess Lillian might have a difficult time with that.
So yeah, so you start rummaging through the, you know, whatever pouches and things like that that you you know that are around. You start finding and collecting some coins, I did not plan a I'm in trouble with this. Okay. And yeah, you start finding some a number of coins and things like that on very and gems. As you're going along, start collecting them. We can sum that up once we're all done. So you're working on that.
So I walked about 25 feet. So I'll go ahead and use the rest of my 5 feet, just move a little bit closer to the fire.
Okay.
My only concern with Lillian trying to loot all the bodies is she's going to come back and her pockets will be bulging and she'll say, I couldn't find anything on any of them.
Hey, you have not had evidence of me being prior untrustworthy. Other than my words and actions.
And you're finding some silver and copper and gold and occasional gold in the various pouches and whatnot. Tancred, what would you like to do?
I'm going to move over to where Eagle Eye is. He's got the proprietor of the Sleeping Giant, is that right?
Yeah.
Unconscious and stable?
Mm-hmm.
Or stable but unconscious. So I'll lay on hands for one hit point.
Okay. Her eyes, flicker open. She is, still in very poor shape. With a javelin a javelin hole in her chest, but seems to be it isn't bleeding. It's seems to be stable, and comes awake and she sees her her bar She just appears devastated, watching this.
Let's all fight the fire now.
Okay. Agadir, you're up.
Probably too far away to do anything with the building. right now, I'm not.
Yeah, you probably couldn't make it quite that far.
Yeah, I mean, even dashing, I think it's going to be more than 60 feet. So I guess I will just dash 60 feet to get close to it.
Okay. I don't have all of your, I normally have all your character sheets up, but I did not do that today. All right, there we go. Okay, cool. So that's your move. Eagle Eye.
Oh yeah, I dashed. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to try something else, but it wouldn't work anyway, so.
Eagle Eye, what would you like to do?
We are still in the tunnel, right? Like, so.
Yeah, we're still okay. Doing. We're going to stay. See how well we can get this.
Would I know, like, if some other place has been, like, in? Okay. That's fine. Like, so for now, like, I'm just gonna again, like, take again, like, the bucket and then take the sand. I'm gonna again go over here and then just, like, you know, I should be able to fly for sure. And even walking, I think I should be able to make it up, I guess. I'm just gonna go to the building and then try to put out the fire over there.
Okay. What were you using to try to put the fire out?
With the sand in the bucket, like.
Okay. So there's a limited amount of sand in next to any given building.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of limited. So you used what was available. You can find it other places, but you'd have to go. You'd have to go running around gathering sand. Go ahead.
Okay. Would I know if anybody else is stuck in the building? I wouldn't know, right?
You wouldn't know, no.
Can I just make a perception check? Like, I mean, like, can I just go and get into that building and try to find, like, if there is any survivors over there?
Yeah, sure. There is a back door there that you could that is not inflamed. We'll say it's over on the west end of the north side of the building. So actually more like right here. Yeah. So yeah, you can definitely do that.
I'm just gonna, like, open and then just yell out, like, to make sure, like, if there are any servers or, like, anybody, like, if there are anybody else inside the building, though.
So you run over there and you open the door. It is very smoky in there. The smoke is bleeding through into the building. You call out, and you hear from behind you. The proprietor says no, there should be no one in there. It was just me. We were closed. I woke up hearing the fight. There should be no one in there. And make a perception check for me.
Perception
real quick. You don't hear anybody respond to your call. It appears that there's no one. At least you can't hear anybody in there.
Okay. Yeah. That's my action. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Sandswood.
I want to do the same thing, but I want to try to hear pretty. I want to hear if there's any screaming or fighting noises or anything from the area. I have keen hearing, so I get
it. You have advantage.
Okay, the first one. Well, I'm glad.
No, it seems like you've dealt with all the the fighting. You can hear noises back in the center of town, the square. But it just sounds like townspeople, milling about, talking excitedly and that sort of thing. They appear to have congregated into the center of town. And so you're hearing them, there are people, you don't really get a sense for exactly what's going on, but it sounds fairly, it doesn't sound like any fighting going on.
Okay. Do I have any action or movement left after this?
After your percept, you moved in and we'll say you still have an action if you use your movement to get over there, but you still potentially have an action.
Okay. I'll try collect sands around. No, I'm not moving. What?
Oh, no, why? You didn't move. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You didn't move. So you still have your movement as well. So yeah.
Okay, great. Then I'll try collecting sands around this building and move to here to put out a fire. I mean, you said there's a limited sands around the sleeping giants, right? But I believe we still have some sands around.
Yeah, you're actually pretty. You can find one right there. So are you going to transition out of being a direwolf? You're not gonna be able to carry a bucket of sand as a direwolf.
I transform back and try to grab a sand and move to closer to the sleeping giant. That means my speed is reduced to 25.
Yeah,
I don't like it, but okay, then that means I can go here.
Okay.
All right, then let's see
Gundren is up next. He's going to do the same. He's going to move over to this building and grab what sand is available there, and start moving in that direction. He doesn't make too much distance. Lillian,
can they dash while they're doing that? I'm assuming grabbing the bucket wouldn't be an action. Usually, you can pick up
interacting with an object is technically an action. Yeah.
Right, but is picking up a bucket interacting with an object, or is it? Because I know usually you could pick up like your weapon or whatever if it was on the ground and swing it. So I didn't know if picking up the bucket and dashing would be considered part of that. Just like opening a door as you're moving. I didn't know, but I mean, it's up to you. But
you draw a pick up without using it. Okay, yeah. I'll say this is akin to picking up a weapon, which you can do as a free action.
So Sainsworth could get 25 feet closer, but he wouldn't be able to like toss the bucket onto.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
it'd be more of an action. Okay,
that's fair. That's fair.
And yeah. Gundren theoretically could do the same, I'm assuming.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I moved him. Moved him another 25 feet or so closer. All right. Cool. Tancred.
Are we skipping Lillian?
Huh?
Are we skipping Lillian?
Oh, yeah,
that was my fault.
There we go. Yeah, my turn turned into Gundren picking up a bucket.
So you're continuing to rummage through pouches and bodies?
You know what? I'm gonna do. What would be my character's best guess at whether or not this whole place burns down with all of our efforts?
Well, I would say this is where the red brands hung out, so probably pretty high that you would let it burn down.
So you feel like you have a decent chance of being able to put out the fire, whether you want to or not. That's entirely up to you. And, you know, yeah, Agater's right. This is the hangout for the red brands. The proprietor is not exactly a beloved figure in town. So, you know, make a choice.
I'm wondering if I use the fire as a distraction to loot the inside. I'm not a good person, see?
No, I and neither is your character, so yeah. Oh man. So yeah, you'd like to, do you want to try to stealth into the sleeping giant?
You know what? I'm going to use this opportunity to run around. I'm assuming there's a door on this side as well by the road. I can't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there is.
So I'm going to...
You can kind of see where the road kind of...
Yeah, forks in there. Yeah. I'm going to use my sprint to run over here. I think I can make it.
Okay.
About 60. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll go ahead and open the door.
Yeah.
But obviously, can't really do any looking around.
It's less smoky on this side, because the fire is on the far end. So yeah, looks a bit, yeah.
Before I left, I yelled out to the party, "I'll go look and see if the fire spread anywhere else."
No. So even if we notice, we thought you are trying to.
Well, I mean, I didn't do it stealthily. I can't imagine that would be that successful.
Yeah. Okay.
To stealthily sprint by a bunch of people.
They're firing in front of us. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Man. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. That's a how do I figure out what you're gonna be able to loot out of an inn? That's an interesting tavern, yeah. Anyway, okay, so that's your action, Tancred.
Any other things that I can use to help put out the fire nearby that I can see? It seems like they've got the buckets of sand. Where's is the well nearby, or is a well nearby?
I believe there is a well, but I don't think it's anywhere.
It's back by the Shrine of Luck.
That's a
just our luck.
They don't have a well on here. Yeah, we'll say there is a well, but it is more toward the center of town. It is unfortunately not terribly convenient.
This town wasn't built with fire safety in mind, I'm assuming.
No. Well, I mean, they had buckets of sand. I mean, that's a thing.
What's the in the small building? There,
the one to the northeast of
northeast,
Giant?
Which
I'm sorry,
there we go.
Oh, right there. That's just an outbuilding, and we'll call it an outhouse. privies, yeah. So nothing of real, unless you can think of some way to use a privy as a to put out a fire.
Let's see, and this is a bar, but is it we've never been inside it, have we?
No, you haven't. You didn't really, you never really went there.
I'm retconning that Agador went there when he came into town before he got ambushed.
There you go.
That's how I know the red brands were there. but all I know is I walked in, saw a bunch of red brands, they glared at me, and I'll walk right back out.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Are there any places, other, so there's like one bucket of sand for each building or each or one or two buckets of sand outside each building?
Yeah, there's a sizable bucket of sand outside of each, but it's really intended for, you know,
small fires.
Yeah, for small fires or to keep other fires under control, so there's time for other people to come together and put it out.
All right. There's no one else. Then there's no one else near. Are there any other bystanders nearby? The townspeople?
No. They appear to be collecting in the center of town. You kind of got the impression that there's not a lot of people who are experienced with with combat and that sort of thing. So they appear to have left the fighting to you.
Okay, I will dash back in the direction towards the center where I suspect more people are and start yelling, help put out a fire, help put out a fire.
Okay, all right, yeah. You head that way and start yelling. It's hard to tell. You can't see there's a big old building in the way. It's hard to see if you're getting people's attention, but sounds good. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Agater.
All right. Since I, don't see any sand buckets around and I don't feel like running, I am going to attempt my best effort of moving within 10 feet of the fire and cast prestidigitation, which says that I can instantly light or snuff out a candle, a torch, or a small campfire. So I will attempt to put out is the equivalent of a small campfire of worth of fire.
Okay.
If that's possible. Right. If that's possible.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. So you, there's no role for that, I don't think.
Nope.
So you cast prestidigitation and sure enough, you're able to reduce the volume of the fire, by a fairly decent amount.
Okay.
About a campfire's worth.
And for a free action, I'll say, damn, I didn't think that was going to work.
very cool. All right. That's. All right, and that your turn. That's it.
Yeah, that ends my turn.
Oh, great, Eagle Eye.
Honestly, I don't know. Okay, quick one. Would I know if there are any more buckets nearby? I know few people are already getting it from other places, right? So I don't
yeah, think it, you would it's know that it's well. it's getting further and further away. The two buildings to the left. Have been acquired. There's probably one the building to the northwest probably has one. You'd have to go across the road to get to the ones in the south, but they're around. You're getting to the point where they're getting further and further away. You are kind of on the edge now, to the right, to the east. Those are basically old ruined buildings for the most part, except for this one.
Which one?
Yeah, this is a ruined building. This is a ruined building. Okay. These are old buildings from the prior Phandalin that no longer, that was ruined.
That is a manor on the top. That's a ruined manor too. Okay. I wanted to just do a scout, just to figure out, if I heard anything else. So I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna fly out, with a dash, which means I could cover 100 feet at a time.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So I'm just gonna do that.
Yeah. Okay. You take off, and head over. Head over to some of those buildings. Just for the sake of simplicity, we'll say you're able to get all the way there to wherever the bucket is being stored. You're able to make the full movement.
All right. And I just pick up the bucket as an action. That's pretty much it.
Great, great. Well, your dash is your action.
Oh, dash is my action. Okay, then it's right.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Anything else? Is that it?
No, that's it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Sanswood. You're muted.
Yeah, is there any water, like well, pound nearby?
It's something. Somebody already asked that. I think the source of water. They actually don't have one on the map, but is toward the center of town.
Okay, this will be tricky, so I need to ask for permission. I haven't decided my cantrip, so can I just aware and what I can do as a level 4 and use that cantrip now? Or should I prepare that?
You haven't...
Yeah. Level 4 is like last night or something in the game time, so I haven't...
You haven't chosen all of your
my new additional cantrip. I haven't choose that yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you want to go ahead and ask the digitation is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. In character, I'm thinking like I just aware what I can do as a level 4 and use that in this situation, since I haven't decided yet. But I don't know if I can do that. So
Is prestidigitation available to you?
No, I'm going to use Mold Earth, which is control a five foot cube of sand or dust and move that. So that is my intention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but before this night, I haven't decided yet, or I did not use any new cantrip yet. So I'm not sure if I can just figure out what I can do and start using it. I'm not sure if I can do that.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, sure. If you want to pick that as your cantrip, go ahead and link the description in chat. I don't think I've ever seen that used.
Mold Earth. Okay, let me check it. What can I? I'll just copy and paste.
Okay, you choose more.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to. There's no
target an area of looser, you can instantaneously activate it, move ground, deposit 5 feet away. This movement doesn't have enough force to cause damage. You cause shapes, colors, or both appear in the dirt. If the dirt, stone, target ground cause it to become difficult terrain, alternatively, you can cause the ground to be normal terrain. Okay, yeah. You're able to take basically a bunch of the loose dirt in the area, and to some degree the sand that was already thrown on the fire, because you're going to have to be within 5 feet of the fire, right? Or not you, but the dirt has been 5 feet of the fire.
No,
right?
the range is 30 feet.
Well, your range is 30 feet. So, but the distance you can move the dirt is 5 feet, deposited up to 5 feet away. So in other words, you don't have to get by the fire.
Yeah, I see. I can move something 5 feet away.
Exactly. Okay. So why don't you give me a dexterity check? We'll act as though this is you throwing an equivalent of you throwing a bucket of sand onto. Okay. Yeah. You do, and you manage to douse quite a bit of the remaining fire. It's quickly coming under control, and you think you might just well be successful at putting this fire out.
Yay!
All right.
This caused my decision. Nice.
Okay, Gundren. Gundren is going to move his, how far away is he?
Do we feel like we're like one prestidigitation away from putting this fire out?
Close. Let's see. Yeah. He. All right. Yeah. So Gundren can, looks like maybe it'll be pointless, but he's going to come running over here. He can double dash and, or he can do his dash as his action and gets pretty much right up there. And that's, he unfortunately doesn't have an action to throw. Lillian, your turn.
Time to go look for some goodies.
Better be quick.
Find me a bottle of whiskey.
Step in the door and I'll look around for anything that may have value.
Anything that may have value. Okay. Well, so obviously this is a bar, a tavern. There are all kinds of, you know, alcohol, liquor, everything from ale, you know, casks of ale, bottles of wine, and mead, of course. Nothing particularly high end. This was a hangout of a fairly rough and tumble crowd, there is an upstairs which you figure is where the proprietor lived. They do not have rooms per se. This is just a tavern. Yeah, you can, if as you start rummaging through behind the bar, you do find some coin. You find about a total of about 120 gold. In various denominations, copper, silver, gold. In addition, you find a rapier, which it appears perhaps the behind this is behind the bar. Perhaps the proprietor uses as a means of keeping the crowd under control. And like I said, all kinds of, you know, various alcohols. There's whiskey and whatnot, and then all kinds of glassware and, you know, and that sort of thing. Nothing else that really catches your eye, at least on the first floor. And that's all you're able to do this particular turn.
So I will go ahead and pocket the gold, but I will leave the rapier behind.
Okay.
It seems likely that would draw attention, me carrying three.
Yeah.
I'll assume that I'm somewhere here in the back by the bar.
Yeah, sure. Yep. All right, cool. Tankard.
Is someone saying to me that the fire may be close to being out?
Nobody has said anything.
No one has said anything so far. All right.
So you're going to continue.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. As Tankram wanders off. Okay, great.
Well, no one's saying come back.
Yep. Right. Agadir.
Since prestidigitation worked last time, I'll do it again.
You do it again, and there is not much fire left. You are fairly, you easily, handily able to douse the last of the fire, now you're just left with the smoking side of the sleeping giant. There's been some damage done. If any of you saw the pictures of my house after the fire, Something kind of like that, only without melting siding. So there's very little plastic in.
I bet you wish you had a bard living in your neighborhood, don't you?
Or somebody with prestidigitation.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So yeah, you're able to put out the rest of the fire, and given that, we'll go ahead and drop out of turn initiative order. Anybody want to do anything else at this point, or tell Tankrin? He doesn't have to go running off.
Yeah, since it's still my turn, I'll shout back to Tankrin and tell him, hey, the fire's out.
All right, I stop and come back.
I'm going to assume that I hear that and go ahead and stealthily head upstairs.
Gundren.
Upstairs.
Yeah, I was trying to be subtle and make it so that I was telling Tankrin, but I was really telling Lillian.
Oh my god, you know.
Yeah, you kind of lean in through the door. Okay, yeah, and meanwhile, Gundren, who has brought this bucket over just for good measure, tosses it on the side of the building. So no real effect. So you head upstairs, and look around a bit. You find in the private chambers, that's right. Eagle Eye comes flying back, all excited with this bucket of sand, only to find that womp, there's nothing left to put out.
Yeah, just stand around smiling at everybody.
So you look through the personal area chambers of this bar. There is a silver hairpin certainly has maybe of a value. You find a potion which you can't offhand identify. A set of dwarven size leather armor. At that point, just additional odds and ends that you might find. This is clearly not a super wealthy person, but you know, is just running this this inn the way one does.
So if I look around, is there any indication that there was damage to the inside of this room?
So this, there is some, aside from smoke damage, not really. It doesn't appear that the fire actually got through into the interior of the building.
Okay, I will go ahead and I'll hold on to the potion and the hairpin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave the armor.
Okay,
and then I'll start. Heading downstairs, and I'll go out the back door here that I can't remember who opened it earlier. Was that Agador?
Agador?
No, I think Eagle Eye opened it.
He tried to save.
Okay, yep. So I'll walk over to the back door and go try and meet up with the proprietor.
All right. Let's see. All right. Cool. Actually roll a D20 for me.
Oh.
Okay. Alrighty, cool. So you peer out. You said you peer out the back door, right?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. So that is your turn, I take it.
Yeah, I'm just heading towards. I mean, since we're not really in initiative order, I'm just heading towards the proprietor.
And yeah, you're right. We're not in initiative order. I don't know what
I knew it was out back, so I'm just kind of going that way.
Cool. All right. Anybody else doing anything? A couple of the townsfolk do end up showing up. They see that the fire has been put out, and focus on getting the proprietor off and tending her wounds. Does anybody else want to do anything or?
Questions. Do we have another NCP? Is that Gundren? Is there?
I remember we. You have
NPC. Yeah.
You have Gundren and Sildar. I'm not sure. Oh, that's what happened.
Where is Sildar?
Yeah, Sildar is right here. Sildar dropped off of the turn order when I accidentally deleted them.
Okay.
But yeah, they're right here.
And Sildar is the one in charge, right?
No. Sildar is a hired sellsword, basically, and kind of friend of Gundren. They're working together. They were the two traveling together initially.
Okay, I asked them about does this happen before that this goblin and an orc raid in during the night.
Yeah.
Okay, an ogre. Yeah.
It's like, no, this is not, this is the first, kind of attack that we've had, here at, that I'm aware that they've had at Phandalin. He says, you know, attack of this size, would usually, you know, just decimate a town. They're actually quite fortunate that you guys were here, because they just don't have the manpower. Maybe the Red Brands could have fought them off. It's hard to say, but it's possible they need to get some new guardsmen or something like that in to help protect. This is it is a fairly wild area. So it is not unusual for, some kind of creature or something like that to show up, but by and large, it's nothing, coordinated on this scale.
Okay. So since we fought this, I mean, do you know where they might come from? Maybe a castle or a place, because due to the scale of this raid, I feel they organized the fighting and tried to start with from somewhere. Yeah, do you have any knowledge about this?
He's like, no, the only orcs that I'm aware of in the area are the orcs that were part of to clear orcs out of a place called Wyvern Tor, but that was a small band of orcs, nothing the size of this. Much fewer. Maybe 6 or 8. So where this large of a band came from is. He just doesn't know.
Do we see any markings on the dead orcs that might tell us what tribe they are part of?
Oh boy, asking. Yes. Well, they do have clan markings. And you are not familiar with this particular clan. But it's possible that you know, that might help you out figuring out where they came from.
So also Gungeon and Zelda does not, they are not familiar with the symbol, right? They don't know.
Sildar takes a look at the markings, and he's like, yeah, this actually matches the clan marking of the Axe Spider clan. And those are indeed the clan that were causing trouble over at Wyvern Tor. I'm sorry, I misread the clan name. It is the Many Arrows tribe. And they are a known orc tribe, and you know are quite large. What a effectively a small war party was doing, a raiding party, I should say, was doing a large raiding party, small war party, whatever you want to call it, was doing this far away from where they are known to be, is beyond me.
All right, can I copy the symbol and maybe? I mean, maybe in the future we can ask.
Absolutely, else, absolutely, for okay. Sure.
So I consider a copy and put it into my.
So you do Control C, and and then you go to your bag and you do Control V, and you copy and paste it.
Whoa, this is magic.
It's D&D. We got magic.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Okay, cool. Anybody else?
Nope. I just plan on returning.
Yeah.
Some of what I found.
Some of what you found? Okay. under what auspices are you? What are you returning, and how are you presenting it?
You rescued her valuables.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to inform the proprietor that I ran inside looking for any survivors.
What?
And picked up any valuables that may be important to her, and I'd like to return the silver hairpin. And let's give her 100 gold.
100 gold.
So how much are you keeping to yourself?
Wow.
Give me a deception check.
Do, do, do.
You probably would have got a better reward.
Okay. Well, let's
see. Come on. I know how to do this.
Yeah.
How much are you keeping for yourself?
Just 20.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But you're keeping the potion though, right?
Yep.
Okay. She the
potion of unknown.
Yes. Not unknown yet.
She is a commoner, so she does not really get any bonuses. Oh geez. Natural 2. She kind of looks puzzled for a second, and seems like she's trying to work out why you've brought her all this stuff, but here's what you're saying, and seems to, you know, understand, and, you know, it's like, oh, thank you so much. This silver hairpin is a family heirloom and the only thing of real, of serious value that she owns. And, she appreciates you returning them. So yeah, she's pretty happy.
I'm planning on just walking around the town just to see like what's going on, and
okay,
to see for anything that sort of thing. And also like I don't know, like, I'm just going to tell to the group, like, if anybody want to join me, because I want to just going to see, like, all the metal, what is it, like, the main guys from different groups, if they carry any note or anything like that.
Yeah, we need to go back and search the bodies.
Yeah,
the
other search all the bodies. Well.
Yeah.
And then heal up also.
Yep.
Yeah, HP check. Does anyone need help? Need cure? I have 2 cure wounds left.
We don't see any fires out in the distance anywhere else in town, right?
We don't. And I try.
You managed to put out the fires that were started by the orcs. The one at Barthens and the one at the Sleeping Giant. As far as you're aware, so there were some. There was maybe one other building that was on fire. It was a smaller building you don't see anymore. Of course, it's dark, but it was all the way to the west. It was a smaller building. Whoops, that was inadvertent.
But no active fire.
Yeah, you don't see any offhand. The one building that you did see that had been fully involved. Is that the term? Was a smaller building. You figure if you know, assuming it was not put out, it's pretty much
it's gone.
Right. Yeah.
I'm laying on hand to cure myself.
Okay. All right.
I've got 2 second level spells. If anybody needs better healing.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to be taking a long rest, I think I'm good. Else, like, I need to get cured too.
Yeah, you're not got interrupted, but there's nothing saying you can't sleep late, you know, and start a long rest, you know, whatever you want. Gundren and Sildar start heading back toward the town square.
Before they get too far away, I know Gundren wanted to leave in the morning before all this happened. I just want to ask him if that's still the plan or if he's wants to rest up and maybe wait.
I'd still like to leave tomorrow today, I guess. But I think we all need a full a full rest, a full night's sleep. Before we get started on the road, so we may not be able to get an early start, but we should certainly head out by noon, to get over there, because my brothers have been there guarding and checking out the place, and I'm concerned about them because I haven't heard anything from them in a while.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Search the bodies.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go through and you make your way around the various battle scenes, so to speak, and you're able to pull about. Another 115 gold in total in a variety of coinage, and one of the Aurig does have a single gem, which appears to be worth 80 gold. That's about all you find treasure wise. You do find a note that is scrawled in very poor handwriting that is unfortunately written in orcish. So unless you speak it. Which I don't think any of you do.
Elvish and Goblin.
But yeah. I think we should keep that one and then get some kind of a translator if we can.
Yeah.
Probably not quite.
All right. And neither Sildar nor Gundren speak or can read Orcish either. So,
So how do we know it's a bad handwriting if we don't?
No, it's a good point. Maybe Orcish
naturally looks like that.
Symbols are, yeah.
We know it's ugly. I believe.
But
okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and there nothing particularly special that you find other than some kind of stuff you would find on a on creatures of this this type. But yeah.
So I assume we try to look around and see and collecting those things. Do we doing the whole thing? Do we know where they come from? I mean, is there any sign where they start the? I mean, yeah, just did they break any fences or yeah? Where do they raise into the town or
is just from everywhere? Not particularly. I mean, there aren't really any. Well, okay. You know that they came in from three different directions, from the north, east, and the west. Are you gonna go over there and look to see if you can trace back where they came from? You can make a nature check.
Oh, you mean before I go, I do that, or I don't want to leave the town, but can I still do the nature check?
Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, like, I'm just gonna let everyone know that, like, I'm gonna go south. Like, if anybody wanna join me, like, they can. But I was just wondering, like, if all these things are distraction to keep people something that's happening south. Like, I just wanted to.
Whoa! Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We should probably scout around. It's not like you get attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Defeat everything in your immediate vision, and they're like, "Okay, we're safe now."
Yay! Yeah. Go to sleep. Yeah,
let's all just go back to bed. It's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't think either. So yeah, I agree.
That's a great idea, Ball. I wish I had thought of it. So yeah, you go scouting about. You know, you liberally use your flying to get a nice overhead view to make sure that there's nothing that you haven't missed. Any hidden. War parties or anything like that may be lying in wait.
That being said, it is dark out, right? And he actually doesn't have night vision.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just gonna walk, maybe with the light on or something.
Yeah. Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or yeah.
So yeah, and so you start a you basically start a recon around the town. Yeah, and. It'll take you a while. In the meantime, the rest of you guys headed back toward the town square.
Yeah.
I'll do a opposite whichever way you guys going. I'll do an opposite loop and catch back up in the town square when we meet up and finish.
Yep.
So I imagine for the next like half hour or whatever, we're gonna be walking around the town.
Sure.
Yep.
And I tell Lillian I tried to do the nature check, but I'm not good at it. So I wrote 11. I tried to check,
you can see that about the degree that you get from an 11 is that I mean it's pretty clear these orcs and ogres were not exactly trying to be subtle. When they attacked, so you could see that they while they came from the east and the west, two parties came from the east and the west, they effectively had come from they initially came from the north, so you figure there's probably some common point where they all started.
Okay.
But yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. So you head back to the center of town. And Sildar and Gundren are back there, you know, informing the townspeople that everything, you know, everything seems to be under control. There are, you see, there's one, like I said, there's one small building out to the west that is just basically a smoldering heap. It, you know, that's a pretty trivial damage. And the townspeople are absolutely absolutely elated to hear that their town is saved, and they are super thankful and very happy with you guys. So while we're at it, let's go ahead and have everybody. You succeeded in all of your objectives. Not perfect. A couple of the buildings did get, you know, did start on fire, but they didn't burn. Everybody that you tried to save survived. Let's call it 1,000 experience.
Wow.
In addition to what we've gotten already.
Yeah, there were a lot of, it was just the creatures alone would be something on the order of like 750 or 800 experience points apiece. There was a lot. There was a lot going on there.
So that puts Sansword and I at 3840.
Yeah.
3840. Okay.
And that's enough to bump Agadir up to.
I am at 2935. Yep. I needed 2700. So yeah,
welcome to level four. Sure.
So I am.
You bump into fourth level. Everybody is at fourth level now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Cool. So yeah, they're elated. Yeah. So they the townspeople decided that, you know, it indicated that they you know, they're going to set up a more robust town watch for the rest of the night, they feel like you've most certainly earned your rest, and they'll keep watch from here, and you know, in case anything else happens, so you are free to do whatever you want, go back to bed, whatever you want to do. There, you know, you're welcome to stay at the inn. They seem inclined to let you stay there for, you know, for any number of days that you choose to. They're willing to, you know, pay that expense with the for you. So complimentary, and the two of you, was it Lillian and Eagle Eye, you make your way around the town, and everything does seem quiet. Make a perception check, both of you, for me.
Just as a note, I actually do have dark vision as well.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, you know, aside from, you know, the remnants of the fires that have been put out, or not, there is very little, of note that you see, around town, and, everything seems peaceful and quiet, relatively speaking.
All right, I'm just gonna head back to the town square then with everybody else.
Okay. Yeah.
Back to bed.
Give a big old yawn and be like, all's clear, time for sleep.
Yep.
Take a long rest.
All right.
Take a long rest.
So after the townsfolk buy you a round of drinks in celebration of the town being saved, you head off to bed, and the rest of the evening wraps up peacefully. And you awake late in the morning, the next morning, fully refreshed, with a after a long rest. So you take your long rest, the potion that you snuck out is a potion of stone skin.
Oh,
remember that? So Lillian, you have add a potion of stone skin to your inventory, along with the gold you conveniently did not return. That's about it. The next morning, you arise. You meet Gundren and Sildar at the town master's hall, they are speaking with the goblin. The name is escaping me now. That they have
Druid.
Yeah, there you go. That they have captured or imprisoned. Although he's super cooperative, and it's the conversation is more like banter rather than an interrogation. He seems super willing to provide additional information, and he indicates that they are aware of orcs, of a large band of orcs, and the orcs that were at Wyvern Tor, as far as he's aware of, was a scouting party for the larger clan, who was based in the Star Metal Hills, which are north and east of Fandolin. In fact, they're north and east of Canterbury, with the ruins down the Tribor Trail. So they're basically north of Canterbury, they're in the Star Metal Hills. It's not uncommon for there to be clans of things like orcs, because this is a fairly wild area, but he is not aware of them having any plans or whatever to do with Fandolin. This came as just as much as a surprise to him as it did to the townsfolk.
Should we shop around, find somebody who can understand the poorly written letter that we apparently know is poorly written but not what it says?
No one in town is familiar with Orcish, bearing in mind that this is basically a town full of commoners. Sildar says, what I can do is make a copy of the note and send it off to Neverwinter and get a translation. It will be very easy to get that translated, back in Neverwinter. It'll take some time, by the time we take care of Wave Echo Cave, perhaps we'll have our answer back.
Sure, send it off. Send the copy off.
Okay. He enlists a swift horse and rider after copying the note, and sends them off to Neverwinter. So that's the thing.
Also, out of curiosity, I think there were three of the special orcs that were wearing plate, full plate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Medium full plate. I don't think any of us can actually use it, but can we sell it to Barthen?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was is basically it's they're right, medium humanoids. So it would be you know, it would have some value. It's not in great condition, but
there are two suits or three suits?
Two. I think two. We don't have that in the final combat.
Wasn't one of them like on fire for a period of time, slowly burning the
cabinet? Both of them were hot.
Had some heat damage.
It's heat metal. It's not burned. It's
not melt metal.
It's just it's just the metal beacon. And also, I sanitized with fireball after. Before we tried to sell.
it actually the heat metal actually burned off a lot of the stuff that you know, the dirt and greasy stuff that was on it. So it actually helped.
I mean, I can use prestidigitation to try to clean it up as much as I can as well.
Yeah, I might do that too.
what is the, you know, D&D being in a slightly different meta universe here, what is the like heat treatment temperature for the metal versus what it achieved? Is it now softened?
We only needed to get heated to like, you know, 150 degrees to put some serious burn damage.
Yeah, it's not like
so near the tempering.
So while this is this is plate mail. You know, it is in rough shape. You know, it's seen a lot of combat. So between the two sets of plate mail, you're able to get 500 gold
total. Oh.
Yeah, plate mail is quite expensive. Yes. In fact, a set of plate mail is 1500 gold. So being able to sell them for 500, that is really representative of the fact that it is in rough shape. It's functional, but it's in really rough shape.
I remember in the store you sell plus one shield, right? I'm talking to the boss.
That's correct.
How much is it? 1,000, right?
I no longer have that in front of me.
I don't remember either.
Hey, Jeff, are you keeping up with the money for the party split?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking we can trade since we do all this greatness to the...
That's the party inventory link.
Okay, there it is.
Not price issues.
See, the nice thing about being the untrustworthy person is I can trust Jeff to do this correctly.
Or Tank specifically.
Yeah.
And no one else will trust me, so I don't get to, I don't have to do it.
I think I witnessed you try to steal something. So I already
know. No, the only person who has actually witnessed it and recognized it was Tankrin. And he is graciously quiet about it.
Is that why you honor his trustworthiness? Because he honored your deceptiveness?
Isn't that makes it not trustworthy?
I mean, there's two ways to steal, right? A little bit at a time so that nobody notices, or a lot all at once and then you get out of town.
Yeah.
Here we go. That is not the...
Wow.
You did have a link to the magic items that were available, or the items that were available.
I had a spreadsheet of it, but for some reason, I cannot find it. I found the thing is 1,500 is the...
15.
Yeah, it's the going price for plus one shield. And I definitely remember having it. But for whatever reason, I don't have that on my spreadsheet anymore.
On a related note, so the potion of stone skin, I actually don't see it in the inventory list. So I just added it to my extras.
No, because it's on your inventory.
Oh, you can't.
I can't add it. Like whenever I go to manage inventory and try and add it as an item, it doesn't show up.
That's a good question.
See, like climbing and comprehension and healing and watchful rest and animal friendship and fire breathing and I'm like a million in here, but I don't see stone skin.
Stone skin.
That's what custom item is for.
Yeah, I guess a custom item. That's interesting that that they don't have. Yeah, you're right. I'll be darned.
And it could depend on what resources you have enabled for your character as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just added two custom items. Oh, there it is. Okay.
If you want to make it a scroll to make it easier, well, that's a scroll actually takes an action to cast, whereas potions were allowing a bonus action. So maybe that's not as functional.
I thought we were only allowing potions of healing as a bonus action.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Potion healing. You're right.
I don't even see scroll of stone skin either.
Stone skin doesn't exist.
Am I imagining stone skin as a D&D spell?
No, it's there.
Is this something I'm remembering from Pathfinder?
Well, I'm wondering if like things aren't.
Are you using
associated
one? Are you using one
character
word or two words? Because I think it's one two, word. I think it's one. I think it's one word.
Yeah, it's one word.
If I search for stone skin, all lowercase, one word, it doesn't show anything.
Yeah.
If I search for stone, it doesn't show anything. I search for
if
skin,
I Google
it doesn't show anything.
Skin, Pathfinder shows up.
You're right. I think the thing is that that when you have spell effect, you can have a potion with almost any spell effect, and that affects an individual, and they may just not have included it in, included every single possible potion.
I'll just add it as a custom item. And
Can
someone just tell me what the effect is, or put it into Roll 20?
This spell turns the flesh of a willing creature you touch as hard as stone. Until the spell ends, the target has resistance to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. Going back to our question.
Hey, there it is.
Non-magical.
So,
but not psychic, so you're not immune. So having a thick skin doesn't. So you're still mockable.
Mockable, yes.
I can vicious mockery you.
Mockeryable.
For my full 1d4 damage. Although technically that would be magical. So.
So how? Oh, up to 1 hour. Oh, it requires diamond dust. But with a potion or a scroll, we don't need components, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
I assume it would weigh the same as a potion of healing as well.
Yes. I think all potions are basically the same weight.
Wow. I don't think any
potion of healing apparently weighs a pound.
A pound?
Wow. Dude, geez.
That's funny.
No wonder it takes you a full action to drink it. It's like a seventh or an eighth of a thing of water.
It's 1/8 of a gallon.
Yeah. It's actually in a big
but
gulp.
But that's a lot. An eighth of a gallon is definitely, it's like a big gulp.
That's a pint.
Drank it in 10 seconds.
6 seconds.
6 seconds.
Yeah. I might have to try that later just to see if it's possible.
any other questions? Any other things you want to
I think we can hit the road.
What's that?
I think we're ready to hit the road.
Okay. You gather up.
Should we do that next session?
What's that?
Should we do that next session?
Yes. And you basically you start heading out of town, and that's where we'll leave it. And now I can decide what the note says because I hadn't actually written it up. So
on the road again.
All right, cool. Well, great. Let me stop the recording. And oh, I know it's here somewhere. Here it is.